Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Welcome once again. 99.5 FM, The Word, all the way from Kalihi. And in the studio tonight, if it's Tuesday, you know what night, you know what day it is.
Everybody,
are you ready?
Let's go fishing, gang.
That's right.
Come on, man.
That's right. We're going fishing.
Get in the net.
Fishers of men.
Are you ready to
go fish?
So blessed. Tuesday. Now, for many of you on the outside, on the other side of the fence, it's been a holiday today. You know, that's a holiday for the federal, state, and city. A lot of schools are closed today, too.
Amen.
A lot of people home celebrating Veterans Day. And we want to give a shout-out to all the veterans. We want to thank all the veterans that have served, those that are serving now, and those that will be serving in the near future. Because it's because of what you do, we're able to do what we do.
Thank you for your service.
And for anyone out there, if you see someone in uniform and you're at McDonald's or you're at Starbucks or you're somewhere, the least we could do is shake their hand and say thank you very much. That's the least we can do. Now, if you're able to bless them with a cup of coffee, with a cup of tea, or even a meal, you know, blessing it forward, you can never out-invest the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And it's better to give
than to receive.
And you'll feel so good inside. And they're going to feel special, like they should.
Amen.
You know, and so we just want to give a shout out to Mark and Mary Benson at Honolulu Ford.
We thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your faith, your prayers, and your support going into the end of our second year, moving towards our third year with this program. So blessed for the lives that we're able to touch through the airwaves. And Danny Asau, can't forget you and your team doing a great job over there.
Amen.
I want to make sure we give props where props are due. And if you're looking for something to get around, if you need a beater mobile, if you need something from point A to point B, if you want something a little nicer, or if you've saved up your money and you want something really nice, Honolulu Ford is the place to go.
Amen.
And you can go there 6 days of the week because on Sundays, they're closed. That's right. Don't change your channel. On Sundays, they're closed. You know why?
They honor
the Sabbath, and God honors them. Hallelujah. Not too many businesses do that nowadays, but that's one of them right here in Honolulu. Go see Mark and Mary Benson. Hey, real quickly, we've been getting a lot of mail. Our P.O. box is P.O. box 89253. And the zip code is Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
Good job, Willa.
Yeah, I finally memorized that. Hallelujah. And, you know, if you're up in the mornings, catch us on the sister station. I'm on every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. And the wonderful thing is at 5:30 is when we pray. I'll have a scripture, do a very short devotional. I try and keep it in the pigeon book too.
95.5
at 5:30 is prayer. And we're able to stand side by side, lock elbows, and we're able to pray with each other and for each other.
Yes.
No better way to start the day than to put it in prayer. It gives you a whole different perspective of your day ahead of you. I'd rather walk with Jesus than anybody else. And if I start in prayer, I know I am walking with Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor Bird's got a powerful program for the believers tonight. Not the unbelievers, not the make believers, but for the believers. But you know, we just want to bless you with a song that we have, and it's People Get Ready. And this is our very own from the West Side, Jeff Rasmussen, James Rubin, and People Get Ready. So wherever you're at tonight,
people get ready.
People get ready. Faith is a key. Open the door and walk Amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. You know, people get ready. You know, it's just like anything else. You know, if you know that you're going to go out to dinner on a Friday night, well, you know, at Friday about 5 p.m., what are you going to do? You're going to get ready.
You're going to get ready.
You know, if you know the kids got to go back to school on September 7th, what are you doing on September 6th?
Getting ready.
If you know you're going to go to the mainland on a trip, you're not going to wait till the day of to pack. You're going to do it the day before, and you're going to get ready.
Get ready.
People, get ready, because the song just told you, like Brother Jeff and Brother James, Jesus is coming, right, Pastor Bird?
Yes, that's right. Amen. Get ready, people. Get ready, because Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Amen. That's so true. We can see God coming with the signs and wonders and everything else that's happening around the world.
Amen.
You know, so we know that, you know, tonight we're getting ready. We're talking to the believers tonight. And, you know, we're talking about, tonight we'll be talking about the prophecies. I know last week we was talking about neglecting not the gift in 1 Timothy chapter 4, neglecting not the gift and the prophecies that God has put upon our lives. You know, there's a reason why we cannot neglect the gifts and the prophecies of our life, because there's a lot of stuff that I wanted to say tonight, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we go through, and we, you know, like King David, he was blessed, and he was, you know, he went, God has trained him how to fight the lions and the bears out in the wilderness.
Out in the fields.
You know, in 1 Samuel. And the prophecy on David's life, that he was anointed. God told Samuel, don't worry about that other guy. Go to Jesse's house. And when he went to Jesse's house, God provided for him and among his sons to anoint.
And they had many. Jesse had many sons.
Had many sons.
But he never thought that David would be the one that would be chosen.
Amen.
Yes.
Because he had all the bulls with him. He had all the big looking. He had the studs.
He had all the big guys. And they were fighting a battle. He was with the Philistines. He was fighting.
Right.
You know, he had all the big boys.
That's right.
And David just probably had on shorts and slipper.
Mm-hmm.
He's out in the field playing with the sheep.
With the sheep.
And then so when we look at the, you know, the verses that Jesse told him to go take the bread, 10 bread and 10 cheese. Amen. So when I was listening, when I was reading that passage, 10 bread and 10 cheese.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling him to take them to his brother them at the battle.
Yeah, take them out to the battle. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I was looking at that, I was thinking, "Oh, he was delivering pizza."
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't
pretty,
that right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, right? Bread and cheese. That means pizza.
Pizza.
Could have been Papa Jesse's instead of Papa John's.
Probably saw everything Papa started.
It was a typo in the translation.
You know, yeah.
Pastor Bird said that's how pizza was started.
Was there-
Oh, yeah. It was David.
So he was the delivery boy, but when David went to into the field to give his brother them the bread, and when he seen the what is happening to his brothers and the Philistines, they were all dismayed, you know. And he was looking at the brother them, and he's looking at the Philistine. You see, when he was delivering the bread, you know, everything that we do, Pastor Bullard, there's a reason why we move and we meet people.
Hallelujah.
That's in trouble. Or somebody who's sick with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a reason, you know. And we read, you know, when what David said to his brothers, is there not a cause why I'm here to deliver pizza? Is there not a cause why am I here? So he said, because he's telling his brother, I can do this, man. Yep. I can do this. You know, brothers and sisters, you know, sometime when you're ready to do God's work, guess what? People in your family and your friends will tell you, you cannot do it.
You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You didn't go to school.
Exactly.
You don't even have a church.
Right.
You're not big enough.
But you know, it's when he was on his way to take his food to his brothers where he was noticed by Saul.
Amen.
And when Saul saw him, Saul liked him very much. And then David, instead, if he never took the food, the pizzas, the bread, and the wine to his brothers, he would never have become Saul's armor bearer.
Exactly.
And if he didn't become Saul's armor bearer, the history of David would have been far different than what it became.
Amen.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, there was a purpose for all of us. So what we're doing in the ministry, and you know, my brothers and sisters, you know, in a prison, you're there. You know, we're just talking about, you know, the brother said, you wasn't good enough. You're just strong. You're going to get quicksilver shots on in slippers.
That's right.
How are you going to take down that giant?
Mm-hmm.
But he has a heart. Mm-hmm. You know, amen. Because God taught, you know what, my brothers and sisters, God teaching you how to fight your battles and your demons.
That's right.
He will learn how to kill the lions and the bears out there in the wilderness. So when he see the Philistines and his brother was running, he said, who's this uncircumcised Philistine? Who this guy?
You know, as Pastor Scott says, who's this woolly mammoth? Pastor Scott, he goes on, he takes a little pastoral latitude, he goes, who's this woolly mammoth? Okay, it must be the Aliyamanu version.
Well, it figures. It figures. Aliyamanu slang.
Unabridged Aliyamanu version.
You guys know
what we're talking about. Aliyamanu, Salt Lake Radio, Foster Village, right over there. Do things a little different sometimes. But yeah, you see, and so while everybody's running away from the challenge, from the giant, David is running to the giant. Mm. Sometimes we've got to run to where everybody else is running away from.
Yes.
Kind of like 911. First responders. Yep. Everybody running out of the building. They're running. They knew what the call was.
Yeah. You know, when you got a call in your life, my brother, when everything seems impossible to everybody else, when you have the heart of God, anything is possible in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
He told the Philistines to the uncircumcised that I can do this.
Mm.
I can do this. And you know what, Pastor Bulla, when I got to read this, his brother said, you know, you got to put on the helmet. You got to put on this.
That's right.
You got to put on the shield. Stuff, yeah. You need this. You need the sword.
All the stuff they were used to.
Well, you
all
see.
All the stuff they David, were wearing.
David had a different anointing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. His brother, he didn't want to go to the battle with his brother's anointing.
You cannot go into battle with what other people use. You got to go into the battle with what the Lord gives you to fight the battle.
Amen. Exactly. God gave all of us a gift.
That's right.
And that gift that David has, you know, and we read, I think it was in the chapter 36 on down. He talks about that when David talked about the lion, when the lion used to come and get his sheep, when the lion can get his sheep and took them back to his kids and the cubs for them to eat, he went over there and go kill a lion.
That's right. He came after the lion.
Yeah. So you know what, my brothers and sisters, when you understand the giants in your life, then when the lion take your kids away, this is what David did. When the devil come take your kids, I'm going to take this devil down.
That's right.
I'm going to go get my kids.
Amen.
If he's on drugs and alcohol, wherever he is, I'm going to go out to the lion's den, and I'm going to kill his lion, and I'm going to kill his kids and his pop his babies, because he's teaching his kids, the lions, how to kill us in who we are. So we got to understand and go back and fight that battle and let these lions know we're going to take back our family.
Amen.
We're going to take back our position. We're going to take back our life. You know, some of us, you know, even though we've seen what God has blessed us with the prophecy, some of us, we forget. You know, last week we was talking about the disciples. They forgot to bring bread.
That's right.
They forgot that in Jesus' name, God provided the 5 loaves to feed the 5,000.
That's
we
right.
forget. You know, my brother and sister, when God has blessed us, like some of the guys back in prison, God has blessed you over and over. You forget your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has provided for you. He has blessed you over and over again with your family and finances. He did miracles for us in a prison. I'm talking to you believers tonight.
That's right. Amen. The believers.
I'm talking to the believers.
They're
on
getting
the radio
comfortable.
Tonight.
They're getting comfortable and lazy.
You get blessed and then you forget your
That's
testimony.
Right.
You forget to read the Bible.
That's right. In the word.
The words start to fade away.
That's right.
And then now you... This is what happens. Your selfish pride and your self ambition start to take over.
It's all about you.
It's all about me again.
That's right, all about me.
And then now you think you can, oh, I got this. It's all about me again.
I'm back on my feet again.
Back in prison.
Right. We forget the testimonies, my brothers. We got to remember the testimony and the prophecies on your life. We start to neglect. When we stop reading and meditating on the word that builds that foundation that God has laid, left for us in a foundation with the disciples to this very day. You see, God no change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same 2,000 years ago when he was here with his disciples. He's here right now. We sing testimony after testimony of people being blessed and in sickness were healed. We sing, I know there was a testimony that one of the guys that came out of prison, Pastor Bula, he was looking at 10 years. I prophesied over his hand. He was at New Hope Church. I prophesied over him. I tell my brother, if you go in jail, this is what's going to happen. You get 1 year time served. He's going to get mandatory 10. I prophesied, you're going to get 1 year time served, and that's it. When he went to court, he had 1 year time served.
Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
When God speaks to us, Pastor Bull, it's not us.
That's right.
Is there not a cause, like David said?
Is there not a cause?
Is there not a cause why I sing that brother to prophesy into his life?
Hallelujah.
Is there not a cause when somebody come up to us with sickness and cancer and ready? Last night we went to Old Chupas here, talked about a house, mommy. He said, Pastor Britt, she's on fire. She's blessed. She's healed of stage 4 cancer.
Wow. Hallelujah.
You know, you remember the one that guy walked in Halava, Pastor Bula?
Mm-hmm.
The blessing is happening in prison.
That's right. The one up there in the chapel.
In chapel. Brothers and sisters and the brothers up there in Halava, you remember the testimony.
Amen.
No forget what God shown you, the blessings, the healings. You know, when I seen the blessings in the prison 16 years ago, I continued following the prophecies and the testimony and never forgot, Pastor Bula.
Amen.
Never forgot. Brothers and sisters, there has to be a consistency in your part. There has to be, you have a responsibility to fulfill the reading and teaching of scriptures in your life. If you start to lack, I know in 1 Timothy chapter 4 said, verse 1, the Spirit speaks specifically in the end times, seducing spirits and other doctrines shall fill your life. The doctrine, what kind of doctrines you're listening to?
Hallelujah.
What kind of magazine you're listening to?
Well, the only way you defeat the enemy is by the blood and the word of
your testimony.
So if you don't have half of that formula, which is the word of your testimony, and you only rely on the blood has power in the blood, but defeat comes with the blood and the word of your testimony.
Amen.
It doesn't say the power. Some people misquote it and say the power. There's no power in our word. There's no
power
in the
word. There's power in the blood.
There's power in the blood and there's power in the word of God, but it's our testimony combined with that. That's how you defeat. That's how you become victorious. Because there's power in the blood and there's power in the word, but together combined, you go from the natural to the supernatural.
That's right.
And that's the realm that we live in. That's the realm that we fight in, because it's the principalities of evil and darkness in the spiritual realm that we fight. It's not down in the flesh and blood that we see. We're only pawns of the manifestations of those in the heavenlies right now. That was a big one.
Wow.
That was a big one. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But you know, we go back to David, you know, and you talk about, he did, you see, some of us think, we need this, we need that. No, David did what he did with what he had. And he did it right where he was. He didn't wait till he got a certain age. He didn't wait till he was a runt. He was the runt of the litter. Did that stop him from protecting the sheep?
No.
Did that stop him from chasing the lion?
No.
Did that stop him from playing his instrument all night and praise and worship to the Lord Jesus Christ while the sheep are sleeping? No. See, he was doing all the right things while his big bad brothers was doing everything else. But he was worshiping the Lord. And when it came time for the battle, all the ones that are big in stature, big in size, they ran away. And the little Ron said, where is God taking him down today?
Threw off all
he
that
had
armor.
The heart of a lion in him. And he fought the battle of the Lord because he knew it wasn't about him. He knew it was about his Lord that he was going to serve. You see, and they were worried about him because he said he was going to cut off the head of the giant. He didn't even have a sword. So he cut off the head of the giant with the giant's sword. And if you look at logistically, he's running towards the giant, Goliath. He's going, oh, what was this? And he hits him with a rock right in the forehead. Normally, if you punch somebody, they fall backwards. The giant fell forward because he said the hand of God was behind him, pushing him down. Ooh. David mounted him, grabbed the sword. Here's the head. Let's rock. What's next? Mm-hmm. You know, meanwhile, the brothers are probably going, oh, that's my brother. Hey, shut it. That's my brother right there. Oh, yeah. That's my brother, David. That's yeah.
The pizza boy.
The pizza boy.
The delivery boy. Yeah.
Papa Jesse's pizzas. And, you know, they're all going to go around because they want the abundance of blessings that they know that we're going to follow his brother. Because once David had become anointed, the Lord was with him from there on.
That's right.
You see, that's one of the verses. Once he was anointed and the Lord was with him from there on. Once the Holy Spirit anoints you, the Lord is with you from there on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen. You know, when he was anointed, Pastor Bulla, you know, my brothers and sisters, when you're anointing and a prophecy came in your life, God is not a God that shall lie.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he spoke into your life, you need to give your whole self to the prophecy of what God's called you to. David gave his whole self when he seen the battle with the Philistines to the battle. When he seen that he know who God is, he said, who's this circumcised?
That's
he gave
right.
his whole self when the time came for he was there for a purpose. He was there to see what the giants has done. Because he know what, my brothers and sisters, you need to see some of the stuff that you're seeing tonight, but you always remember, don't forget what God has done for you.
Amen.
Never forget what God has used you.
The miracle he's put upon you.
Yes. So when you get on the outside, be very careful, because the music you're listening to going to affect your belief system.
That's right. What you watch, what you read. You know what's interesting, Pastor Bird, is, you know, while David was in the fields getting the lamb, while he's taking care of the sheep, doing everything, it might not have made sense to him, but there was a plan.
Yes.
See, because we can't, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those that love him. And all those times that he was doing it, some of you might be sitting in the module tonight just reading the Bible, kind of, you know, just not really reading it, but just kind of flipping the pages. Why am I doing it? You are preparing yourselves for the battles of tomorrow by preparation
Amen.
Today. It doesn't make sense, but if you stay in the Word, if you stay in the faith, if you stay with godly counsel, surround yourself with brothers and sisters of godly counsel, when you have to beat your giant, because that giant's going to come after you, you will be empowered to do so because of what you're doing today, not because of what you're doing
Amen.
Then.
People
what you
ready.
Do today, people get ready. What you're doing today is preparing you for the battles that are going to come down your road later on.
Amen.
That's right. There's a preparation, Pastor Bulla, in everything that you're going through. You might not understand it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of you
it's
don't know
okay.
why you're in prison.
That's right. Well, you haven't come to grips with that, but you know.
Well. You know, tonight, before we came on the air, I met with this guy, Anthony. He was an OCCC. I just came from seeing him, and he said, Pastor Bert, I was there for false allegations, and he hasn't set me free. And as you know, I told him, no, you was in there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You needed to save some souls.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
This is what I've learned, Pastor Bulla. When God shows us and do us thing, is there not a cause? There is a cause.
There's a cause.
Why he was in there. One thing we got to remember, when you're in your camp, like the Israelites, stop murmuring.
The murmuring. Murmuring.
Stop complaining.
Why question God's plan? Just if it's of the Lord, do it of the Lord. It's all the God who created heaven and earth, you got to realize he has a plan. If he can create the stars and the heavens, the waters, the oceans, the animals, and every living thing, he's got a plan for you.
Amen. You're part of the plan.
Amen.
You're part of the plan. And God already left that foundation to the churches. He left it to his disciples. He encourages his disciples, even though they forgot to bring the bread. Some of us, we forget our testimony.
Hallelujah.
We forget the word when we get outside.
Mm.
Then we come back to jail because we forgot. Then we come back, we get the memory again. When you get out, this is where you need to the word need to be effective. You see, you can know the word like the Philistines.
Mm.
You can know the word like the Sadducees.
And the Pharisees.
And the Pharisees. But they wasn't doing the word.
Well, they knew the book.
They
just didn't know the author.
They didn't know the
author.
Man.
That's right. They didn't know the author. They
yes.
didn't know Jesus. They knew the book. Could quote scriptures forward, backward, left, upside down. That's wonderful.
Amen.
But do you know the author of who wrote
that's
that?
Right.
That's right.
The heart of that.
God, Jesus said, if you believe in the Father, believe in also in me.
Mm,
if you're
right
not believing in the Father, you're not believing in me. You cannot go around the Father. Go around the Father.
That's
you
right.
got to go through Jesus
That's
Christ.
Right.
That's right.
We cannot go through religion, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We got to
right.
go through the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, you got to watch out because, you know, like I tell people when I'm ministering, Pastor Bird, you know, we got Chinese, Japanese, Portuguese, and there's a lot of Christianese coming out now.
Oh, yeah.
And, exactly. And so we've got three types of believers. We've got the non-believers who, you know, we want to reach out to, and then we've got the believers. But the one that we have to be very cautious of anywhere and everywhere is called the make-believers.
Mm.
Because those are the ones that do the most damage. They look like they're believers, but they're not believers.
They're deceivers.
They're deceivers. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And that's what,
used by the enemy.
Yeah. And that's why some people don't like to go to church.
Yeah.
Because they're ruining it for the rest.
No.
But you know what? God still has a plan.
That's right.
God still has a plan and
His
a purpose.
His will be done.
You know, there's a lot of guys, you know, we're talking to the believers tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're talking to you, believers. The word is tonight that when God gave you the talent and God mm-hmm. would prophesy over your life and God gave you the equipment and the knowledge and the wisdom to perform and
That's
you
right.
don't.
Your gifts.
You
your
forget.
Gifts.
Oh. You're back in prison tonight because of your selfish desires and selfish emotions that got in your way.
You know better.
You knew the word.
That's right.
Now, tonight, you know, we just wanted to bless you by bringing out the word and
encourage
always remember,
you.
Encourage you. Remember the word. Remember your responsibility.
Yes.
Keep on reading the verses. There's a lot of guys in OCCC last night.
Mm.
They was blessed because a lot of them forgot. A lot of believers, Pastor Bull, they were broken. They was very quiet last night. Some guys was just broken last night. But you know what? The truth will set them free.
The truth will set
them
free.
Because they're believers
and
they know
the
word, Pastor Bull.
And you see, you know when you have the word in you, when you know who your Lord and Savior is and you have that personal relationship, you are just like David. Everyone looked at David. They didn't look at David as a giant killer. But David knew he was a giant killer because he knew who was in him. See, the difference was everybody judged him by how he looked, but the Lord says, I judge him by his heart. And he had the heart of a lion within him, and that's why he was a giant killer. Because when he was running to the giant, he ran with the Lord in him, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bull. Pastor Bull, are you mind if I pray right
yes,
now?
Yes, let's pray out. Good.
Sister Lynette, we're going to come in agreement.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I'm just going to speak from the Lord's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Father God, we're talking to the believers
yes.
and praying
yes.
over
yes.
them
Thank
tonight,
you,
Father
Lord.
God, that you would cover them with your precious
yes,
blood, Father,
Father
God, and the words of
open
their testimony,
their
that they would remember,
Father,
Father God, the
yes,
goodness
Father.
And the love
goodness.
That you have given
yes,
us, Father God.
Thank you,
we have a relationship with you, Father God,
yes,
because
Lord.
Of the cross.
Yes.
Because of the cross, Father God, you, Father God, has
yes,
made a
Lord.
Way for us, even in our lowly
Thank
life,
you,
until we got back to the righteousness of your Son.
Amen.
Father God, I pray, Lord,
yes,
over
Lord,
this
Jesus,
man, this
Father.
This believer. We're speaking to the believer. We pray over them,
yes,
Father God,
Lord
Jesus, that they will come back.
Yes,
come
Lord.
Back with fire.
Yes.
Fire with the word of God.
Yes,
knowing that
Lord.
The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right,
that
that's
God
right.
has an abundance. He has blessed you over
yes,
and over and over. He has never failed you.
Never.
He has never forsaken. But we walked
never.
Away from the righteousness because of our
yes,
selfish
Lord,
ambitions.
Forgive us, oh God.
But Father God, we humble ourselves tonight,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, to forgive us of our
knees,
sins,
oh
Father God. Forgive us of our ignorance
yes,
of putting the word beside
forgive
and forgetting
us.
About the word and the testimony. The blood of Jesus Christ be on them tonight,
yes,
Father God.
Lord.
My brothers, we want to rededicate your life tonight.
Yes,
we're going to pray
Thank
over
you
and just commit you back to the Lord. All you got to do is repeat after me.
Yes, Father.
Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
And risen on the third day.
And risen on the third day.
And now seated on the right hand side
and
of the Father.
Now you're seated at the right hand of the Father.
Jesus,
take
our rejection.
Take our rejection.
And unforgiveness.
Jesus,
give me love.
Give me love.
Peace.
And
forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
Jesus,
tonight,
I receive you.
I receive you
as my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior,
and my Savior
forever
Hallelujah. And ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We want to thank an amen to that, and an amen, and an amen.
Amen.
I want to thank all of you for tuning in. For those of you that were tired of getting messed up, we hope that you got blessed up, not by
yes.
us, but by the Lord Jesus Christ today. It's not about anything we do. It's about everything the Lord does through
amen.
Us. Monday to Friday, 9:30, 99.5. We'll see you tomorrow night. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.